The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.flypod.com. That's it.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. So I'm extremely excited about a brand new job opportunity that I've gotten. So I'm not going to go into details, but I do have a brand new job. I'm really excited about it. It's with a great corporation, and it's very creative. In the meantime, my poor little Leonardo is sick. He's not doing well at all, so please pray for him. He's struggling. We took him to the vet today, though, and hopefully what they told us will work. I'm worried because I wonder if he may have gotten a hold of one of those little styrofoam peanuts. I know he was playing with one, but I'm wondering if he ate one because he keeps getting sick, as in vomiting profusely. So we took him to the vet because it's been about 4 days in a row where he's vomited at least 4 times, and it's not hairballs or anything like that. So I'm really worried. I want to make sure everything's okay. And of course, I binged it, and when I looked it up, all of these horrible things came up that it could possibly be, which included death. So of course, I got terrified. And I know it's not always the worst thing that you could find. Sometimes it's the easiest. So we took him to the vet again, which is funny because he got sick 3 days after I took him to his yearly appointment at the vet, where he was perfectly fine other than completely stressed out because he's terrified of the vet. So that's what's going on with little Leonardo. Starkey Poo's doing well, but you did miss. For the first time in my life, I had an animal who had worms. Stark got worms because he ate a dead bird. Well, he didn't eat a dead bird. He killed a bird, and then he had a dead mole in his mouth, and he got worms from the dead mole. But apparently you just give them medicine and then it's completely gone. It actually happens very quickly. I was really worried because I thought they were deadly, but apparently tapeworms are just a nuisance and they're not necessarily deadly as long as you take care of them as soon as they get them. So that was really disgusting. So that's what's going on with the animals. Hobbs has been perfectly fine and he's doing fine now, although he was extremely jealous today when we gave Leonardo his special medicine because it was cat food, but it was a stomach cat food that's supposed to help him, but it was one of the wet ones in the can. So of course Hobbs wanted the wet food because we give them dry food, so he was really upset that Leonardo got wet food and he didn't, and he started to growl at him, which is really funny because typically Leonardo is the growler and the one who's very territorial, and Hobbs doesn't really care. He usually just goes in his corner and he's like, okay, whatever, take my food. So I have to make sure he has food and he's taken care of. Well, in this case, he was growling at Leonardo. And it's really weird how they do that. If Leonardo goes to the vet and Hobbs doesn't go to the vet and Leonardo comes back home, Hobbs gets really mad and hisses at him like he doesn't know him. Which I know it's the different smells from the vet and things like that, but it's very rude and very mean. So I had to fuss at him for doing that today. But we did go out and get Hobbs some soft food too so that he didn't feel left out. And of course we got Stark a toy so Stark wasn't left out. And he ripped it apart in 2 seconds because any toy that we get him that is not a rope or a bone only lasts 2 seconds in this house. He does surgery on it and destroys it until he rips everything open and pulls out every bit of stuffing until he gets to the squeaker. And then once he gets the squeaker, he just puts it in his mouth and chews on it, and then I get nervous that he's gonna choke on it. Like I said, Stark and Hobbs are doing well. Leonardo is sick though, so please pray for my little Leonardo. Also pray for someone else we know who has lost their job and is looking for a job. And that's what's going on there. So, believe it or not, I still have not seen Man of Steel, so I'm really bummed that I still haven't seen it. And now it's no longer in theaters, and I heard that it's already out of the dollar theater too, so that's a bummer. But once it does come out on DVD, I would definitely be purchasing it. So what I have to sing for you today is
You're Having My Baby from Paul Anka, but it's actually the Glee version due to a tribute to Corey, the gentleman who plays Finn, because I'm really upset that he died, and I'm also upset about the way he died. Poor guy, I didn't even know that he had a drug problem, so I was really bummed about that. I absolutely positively love that show, and I'm really sad that there's not gonna be a Finn. And I didn't even realize, first I was originally upset for the actor, because of course that's horrible that an actual person has died, and it was really sad. But then later I realized, oh man, that means Rachel and Finn will never have the chance to get married or get back together or anything like that. So it also obviously kills the character in the show too, but I really feel bad for Corey Monteith and his family, and for Lea Michele, who plays Rachel, because apparently they were dating from what I read, but I'm really bummed because I absolutely positively love that show. And I'm sure it'll still do really well. I'm just really sad for the actor and his family, and just that particular character is going to be gone. So my song today is Having My Baby, which Finn actually sings when he thinks Quinn is having his baby in the show.
You're having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, faces glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy you know it, that you're having my baby. You're the woman that I love, and I love what it's doing to ya. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through ya. The need inside you, I see it showing. Whoa, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing? Are you happy you know it, that you're having my baby? You're a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to ya. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through ya. Didn't have to keep it, wouldn't put you through it. You could have swept it from your life, but you didn't do it. No, you didn't do it. And you're having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to ya. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what it's going through ya. You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through ya.
Once again, I chose that song to dedicate to Glee. Also, I chose that song because a billion people around me are having babies. So one of my really good friends just had a baby. And then I also have a family member, actually two family members, who are having babies as well. So it's baby fever everywhere. Don't worry, I do not have baby fever. Sorry, Tina. If you're listening, not quite there yet. But I do love children and will one day have them. Funny enough, when I first heard this song on Glee, I told my husband he had to sing it to me when I'm pregnant because I love it so much. And I also heard this song again later on That 70s Show. Of course, I was watching reruns, but it was a funny episode with Kelso. And I want to say, oh yes, also on The Gilmore Girls too. So, very popular song. There are different versions of it. Some of them repeat different things, and some of them have a girl singing it as well. Of course, I did my own spin on things. So that is what I chose. Having My Baby was the song that I sang today. So I know I told you guys I was bummed that I didn't get to see Man of Steel, but yesterday we did see the new Wolverine movie, and it was really good. I liked it a lot. So it was a lot of fun. I also finished off a brand new show that I started watching on Netflix, which was only a couple seasons, so we knocked it out really quickly. And it was called Orange is the New Black, and it was really funny. It's got some really disgusting things in it, but it was a really funny show. So if you're bored and looking for something to do on Netflix, that's a fun one. And I believe I already told you about House of Cards, but that's a good original Netflix show as well. We're actually going to West Virginia this weekend for my family reunion, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take Starkey Poo with us. The cats are going to stay here, of course. Now, if Leonardo is still sick and this medicine doesn't work for him, then obviously we're going to stay home. But if he's not, then we're going to go to West Virginia and see my family and camp out and have a nice little family reunion, so that'll be a lot of fun. We'll get to stay in a log cabin, which is a blast, and then we camp out by the fire and drink and play games, and then the next day we all go to the family reunion. You know how I told you guys that I was doing a flower garden and a vegetable garden, and how I also told you beforehand I killed everything that was in my flower garden that had ever been there? Well, guess what? My flowers in my flower garden are pretty much dead. I put a lot of work into them, and I bought some really pretty purple ones. I know, I got over the bee thing. I haven't had any bees, so that was really good. But I did get these really pretty purple flowers, and they're perennials, so they come back every year. So hopefully next year they'll come back a lot prettier. But since the weather's been so hot, I haven't been watering them properly, so they all look pretty dead at the moment. I watered them tonight. Apparently you have to water them twice a day, and that's a whole lot of work. Who wants to get up early in the morning before the sun's out and water those things, and then at nighttime go back out and water them again? Not me. I'm trying to work on it though, so I watered them tonight and I'm going to try to get into a habit of doing it, but the front ones don't look so great. But my vegetable garden in the back looks good, except for the fact that I tried to clean up my tomatoes and take the little branches in between the blooms and the other branch away so that they weren't too bushy and they got enough nutrients to the blooms, etc., etc. Well, I did that, and I pulled too many off, and some of them, it was actually a big chunk that I pulled off, so I found out later I waited till they got too big to pull them. I should have only pulled them when they were little and not pulled them when they got bigger. So because of that, my tomato plants look kind of funny at the moment because I pulled all the big branches off pretty much, so they look kind of skimpy, but they've got tomatoes on them and they are growing. So now I know if I decide to do a garden next year, not to do that. And remember how I told you a long time ago about the avocado that I was trying to sprout because my mom had sprouted one? Guess what? Mine finally sprouted. I know, it took all this time. It's finally sprouted a tree. But I think I told you I threw the other one away because I was being impatient. And turns out that one was sprouting properly. So because I threw it away, I wasn't able to salvage it. So now I only have one. And apparently you have to have two so that they can germinate or whatever, so they can produce fruit. But they don't produce fruit for another, I think it was 3 years after they actually become a full-grown tree anyway. And I just have this little branch coming out. So it's gonna be a while before I need a second one. But that's what's going on there. My mom also came into town for just a little bit, and we got to play this zombie shooting game. Well, actually it wasn't a game. We went out to a shooting range, but they use blanks and you get to shoot these moving zombie targets. So it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. It was funny because originally I was terrified to go because I'm scared of guns. And then when they told me that it was just blanks, I was like, oh cool, you know, that'll be fun. Da 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 da. We went. And at first I wasn't hitting them because my sister had to show me. I didn't know that you had a spot in the gun to actually aim, like two little notches that you look between to see where it's actually gonna go. So I was just pointing the gun and aiming that way, and that wasn't working so well for me. But as soon as she showed me that, I hit every single one of them. So it was a lot of fun. I went to my neighbors, you've heard about them of course, and told them. They crack me up. They're so funny. And Chris, by the way, has a beautiful garden that is doing awesome. Mine's doing horribly, like I said. Well, my flower garden is. My vegetable garden's doing okay, but hers is flourishing like crazy. But she also waters hers properly with a sprinkler as well. So that's the whole vegetation side of things. I still haven't read the Superman comics that I told you about. I know I told you I would. But during this job transition, it's been a little crazy. I wanted to make sure everything was good to go. And it is. Like I said, I absolutely positively love my new job. It's a lot of fun. I'm so excited about it. So that's a really good thing. I'm really glad that my mom's doing really well. My sister's doing really well. Brandon's doing well. Like I said, my little Leonardo Poo is sick. But everybody else is doing well at the moment, and I can't wait to meet all these new little babies that are coming. Remember how I told you I was counting my calories? Well, I'm still counting them, but I also found this cool little app. When you run, it actually tracks how many calories you burn running and how far you went and heart rate and all kinds of stuff. And you can post that in your FitnessPal. You can choose to have the two sync together. So Runtastic syncs with my FitnessPal, and then it automatically puts in the calories that I burned that day, which is pretty darn cool. I wish I could do that for everything. I could if I got a Fitbit, but I don't want to spend the money on one at the moment. So I've been doing that, and that's a lot of fun. I've also been doing those 10-minute workouts. I think I may have told you about them before, but it's 10-minute workouts with Teddy Bass, who is Cameron Diaz's trainer. And he's got these videos on YouTube for Fit Sugar TV, and it's just 10-minute workouts. And they're really effective. They honestly hurt your body the next day. So I've been doing those, and they're a lot of fun. My husband makes fun of me because they are just 10 minutes, but I'm telling you, they really do. They're definitely effective, and they really do hurt your muscles, so you can tell they're actually doing something. I also have a recipe for crunchy peanut granola bars that I'm really excited to try. I bought all the ingredients, so on my next podcast, hopefully I will have already made those so that I can tell you how that went. And you guys would be really, really, really proud of me because guess what? I haven't dyed my hair. My hair is actually my natural hair color. It's being lightened from the sun right now, so it's getting kind of golden, but I haven't cut it and I haven't dyed it. I've trimmed it, but that's it. So it's getting really long now, and I once again have not dyed it. Now I am debating on it. I kind of really want to, but I'm not. I'm gonna leave it light for a while until I go on my trip to Florida and see what happens. So that's pretty much what's going on in my life right now. Sorry it's been so long, guys. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. Please send your stories, shout outs, and songs. Anybody can still send me songs. I would love to hear them. shout@theflypod.com. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and continue to comment, and I will talk to you guys next time.